This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Doug Ellen is the executive producer, showrunner for Entourage, which turns 21 years old today. He's going to join us during the next segment. We talked to him last year on the 20th anniversary. He's kind enough to agree to give us a little bit more time today, so looking forward to that. Before we do that, let's get into the list. Lloyd Howell Jr., this story is phenomenal. Former NFL Players Association leader Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned after an outside investigator hired by the Players Union received documents this week showing Howell charged the union for two strip club visits, including a $738.82 car service that took him from the airport to one of the clubs. This according to Don Van Natta and Kalen Caller of ESPN. The documents are union-approved expense reports and receipts, which ESPN began asking questions about hours before Howell abruptly resigned late Thursday night. One receipt obtained by ESPN shows Howell was picked up in a sedan by a car service at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport on Thursday, November 2nd, 2023, at 10:26 p.m. The car's first stop was at a nearby Miami Gardens address. The receipt shows only one other stop nearly 8 hours later. At 6 a.m., the car dropped off Hal at his luxury condominium in the Sunny Isles Beach, the receipts showed. Later, a union finance worker noticed the car's service's exorbitant cost. The employee searched online for the Miami Gardens address, discovering it was a Tootsie's Cabaret. Nice. A 76,000-square-foot venue bills itself as the world's largest strip club, quote, full nude, number one rated, end quote. The employee flagged the receipt to the union's travel department for a higher level of review. As George pointed out, could you imagine entering this into Concur? This would be great. Two people familiar with union operations told this to ESPN. The head of union travel then forwarded the documents to compliance for review by union lawyers, the source said. More than a year later, Howell and two other union employees visited a strip club in Atlanta, according to the expense reports obtained by ESPN. During this year's NFLPA summit on February 21st, Howell accompanied the employees to the Magic City strip club for an outing that incurred $2,426 in charges, including cash withdrawals ranging from $200 to $500 from a club ATM. And plus, man, I don't know if you know this. Those fees will get you. They used two, quote, VIP rooms. According to the expense report, the purpose of the strip club outing was, quote, player engagement event to support and grow our union, end quote. The summit is an annual event to foster leadership amongst players and young union employees. One of the employees who accompanied Hal submitted the expense reports for this outing. The documents show Hal instructed the employee to file the expense reports. Two sources familiar with the matter told ESPN. This is my favorite part. The employee noted on March 23rd expense report, quote, $736 equals the this was the final amount I was charged to close the tab for both secluded sections for our player members. This included food, alcoholic drinks, fees, taxes, and gratuity. No players' names are listed on the receipts or the reports. Documents show four cash withdrawals were flagged with alerts, apparently referring to potential reimbursement violations. Ronald C. Matcham, a lawyer for WilmerHale, was hired by a special committee of players to investigate Hal's activities. Quote, our work continues, a source told close to Matcham told ESPN. This was also fantastic. Bob Stropp, a widely respected veteran labor lawyer, told ESPN that the car service reimbursement is, quote, the kind of sexy thing that gets the attention of the U.S. Department of Labor. That's pretty horrible. That's unbelievable. I don't know how you get around that. It's hard to believe that anyone would be that stupid. I do like the boss making somebody file an expense report. Like, we got to keep it above board, guys. The NFLPA has its own strict set of guidelines on reimbursements of all kinds, but particularly for entertainment, former union officials say. A former union employee said that there are no specific exclusions for venues like strip clubs within the union's, quote, entertainment category. Quote, but I don't think anyone in their right mind would think that it is optically a good scenario, the former employee said. In light of this, clearly that aspect of the policy should be revisited. Okay, part of me wants to be like, don't bury your head in the sand. But on the other part, it's like, who would honestly think you could get away, like as a players union, who would think you could get away with making a strip club visit or two as expense reports?
I mean, no one's saying that you can't go to a strip
club. Right,
no one's
like, I'm not playing moral police, but it's like, what are you doing thinking you're getting reimbursed? Like, why would you leave a paper trail?
I mean, it almost feels like after he dipped his toe in the water with the car service charging $738, and he was like, all right, looks like I got away with this one. Let's take it a step further and try to get reimbursement for our lap dances and going up to the champagne room.
Questions about expense reports submitted for strip clubs have come up in Hal's career. His prior employer, Booz Allen, questioned him about a strip club visit on the company time, too. In 2015, Hal and a senior vice president visited a Manhattan strip club where they racked up thousands of dollars for the night's entertainment, a former Booz Allen executive told ESPN. Afterward, Hal's colleagues sought reimbursement on an expense report, which was referred to the firm's compliance lawyers. The colleague was fired, and Hal reprimanded, the executive said. So he's done it before. I mean, it is... it's interesting to me. Aren't these guys vetted pretty heavily?
Also, the dude is making $3.6 million. I think my man can pay for a strip club visit.
Well,
if that's
what
he wants to do.
You saw that high rise in Miami.
That's true.
He's got a lifestyle.
$6.8 million.
I do like the idea of like, hey, what's the best way to build community amongst our players union?
Magic City. I mean, they do have good wings.
That was George's question was, of the expense report, how much do you think went to wings? I'm going to say 500.
Are the...
it's a lot of chicken.
Are the Magic City wings that good, or is it they're really good for a strip club?
I do not know from experience. I have a lot of flaws. I've never been a strip club guy.
Neither have I.
You know what I mean? Like, and like I will go like as the team guy, like to just like if you're on the bachelor party, but
yeah,
now we don't even
yeah.
But like I hate them. I've never liked him. It's not even like a moral. It's just like it's never been for me. Isn't though? Was it? What's the one in Tampa that has the prime rib?
Yeah, I forget the name.
I'm willing to bet. Would Magic City Wings be award winning wings? I'm betting not, but I do also think you would sit there and go, they're pretty good wings. That would be my suspicion. Was it Lou Williams that had a special flavor?
Yeah, Lou. Yeah.
I think so, yeah. That sounds about right.
It's got to be a...
I think, yeah, Lou had an exclusive with Magic City.
Do they... If you're crushing wings, do they leave you alone? Or are they still bugging you?
I think it depends on who's crushing the wings. Is the rich guy that's throwing the money around crushing wings? Because I imagine he's not getting left alone. But if it's like the guy that looks like he came in and he's eating off everyone else's plate, yeah, I bet they just move on. So there was the question when he resigned last night. The first spin zone was he did this of his own accord. But the implication was he'd rather than have the investigation keep on going, I'll just step aside and hoping maybe it goes away. I'm not sure this goes away.
Think they're going to try to recoup that cash?
I mean, I would imagine if I would think to keep the Department of Labor off your back, I would bet the union has to do it, right?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, those government agencies love to make a high-profile example. How much does this matter? Because I feel like if we're power ranking the players' associations in success, baseball's one, right? Like, I feel like they consistently... Like, the problem is we also get work stoppages, which has... clearly hurt baseball, but it does feel like they are the most effective of the players' unions.
I feel like basketball is pretty strong, too.
I think, though, basketball is more short-sighted. Like, everyone told them in that last CBA, if they agree to this, it's going to kill you in free agency. But they didn't care. You know what I mean? And now they're all whining, like, can you believe this? They killed free agency. It's like, we told you that's what would happen. And then I guess football is always the weakest just because you have 53.
There's so many players.
There's so many players, and there's so many players with such competing interests. The 53rd man on the roster has a very different view than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to have them come to an agreement on anything, right? Because once those checks stop coming in, then you're...
Well, and it's like also... Most of the time, like, I don't know, I would bet what is it, half of the league doesn't last three seasons?
I think that's, yeah, average time in the league is about 3 years, right?
And so, you know what I mean? Like, those guys are obviously going to be trying to keep whatever status they can have for as long as they can. I don't know. I do wonder, though, because what, we've got the 18-game schedule as a negotiation coming up.
Yep. They want expanded rosters. Owners don't want that.
I feel like there's another issue. Do they want...
Do they want multiple bye weeks? I can't remember.
I think that's the case. I think the players have said if we're going to 18, we want the extra bye. That also probably wouldn't be the worst thing. We'd finally get, because I think in that scenario, we get the calendar where the Super Bowl would fall on President's Day weekend, so we'd actually get Super Bowl Monday off as a country. You and I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, the question I have is if we ever get to that point, are they going to start Labor Day weekend?
I think the issue on that one is the...
And we clearly, we learned that the NFL, while there was a moment like, oh, they actually care, they wouldn't do Labor Day because they know that's... No, once they put games on the first round of the playoff on that Saturday, I was like, yeah, they don't care.
So here is the real question on that. It appears Goodell slash the owner's strategy, as of now, they can't play on Labor Day weekend because it's part of the protected, it's the act of Congress that protects college football. So they don't get that weekend. But what many believe is going to be the strategy, the NFL is going to opt out early of the TV deal in 2030, and they're going to argue that by putting games on streamers, they're outside of the Congressional Act because it's linear television. And they believe that most people believe that most of the packages, like the, what we think of as the CBS and Fox package, that's going to Netflix and Amazon.
Hmm.
Fans first, man.
Of course.
Also, did you see Peacock raise prices today?
Yes, I saw that. I mean, with the star power that they're bringing in for their NBA team, it doesn't surprise me.
All right, Bill Belichick. All right, are we excited about this? According to my pal, Ryan Glasspiegel, who's over at Front Office Sports, a docuseries focused on Belichick's first season in Chapel Hill is headed to Hulu. At this point, according to Offline Announcing, it's unclear when the series, which is being produced by Ever Wonder Studio, will debut or which portion of the Tar Heel season it will focus on. News of the upcoming UNC Hulu series marks the culmination of an off-season's worth of stories regarding such a project. In February, Glasspiegel reported that North Carolina would be featured on the off-season version of HBO's Hard Knocks. Just before an initial announcement was set to be made, however, NFL Films pulled the plug, with subsequent reporting suggesting that the decision was made over concerns regarding Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. According to The Athletic, the 24-year-old Hudson sought creative control and partial ownership of the project. The Athletic's reporting also revealed that NFL Films had learned that the former Bridgewater State cheerleader, who lists herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions, had been in negotiations with Ever Wonder on a similar docuseries. At this point, it's unclear what degree of creative control, if any, North Carolina and or Belichick will have on the Hulu project, but that seemed to be a reoccurring theme as members of the Tar Heel program explained why the Hard Knocks deal fell through. According to Michael Lombardi, the Tar Heels general manager, quote, "The problem was that we control the story we need to tell here, and the story that we want to tell doesn't end after we play TCU. The story that we want to tell is about how we're rebuilding this program, how we're going to honor the great players that have come before, how we're going to restore Tar Heel football and make this stadium come alive on Saturday afternoons like a lot of other schools in the ACC." Not a lot of other schools in the ACC. That's the story we want to tell. I will say, whoever was hired to be the Belichick crisis management PR person, that person's done a pretty good job, because all of the chaos has seemingly subsided.
It has definitely quieted down. There was it was rampant. And then I want to say went away, but it has really quieted down. And maybe it ramps back up before the TCU game on Monday of Labor Day, but.
You know why I think it's quieted down? It's not run by a 24-year-old with no professional experience. Like, I that's what I really think is, like, in the end, it's like, you can say whatever you want about the relationship. The problem was that she was running the show and she had zero qualifications to do so.
Correct.
And it was an amateur show because that's what it was. It was being run by an amateur. How fascinated are you by them?
Very. I have no idea what they are. I have no idea.
Who is more interesting to you this season in the ACC? Florida State or North Carolina?
I think it's North Carolina.
If you had to bet on one being better than the other, who would you bet on?
I think I would go Florida State. So my guy Brett Ciancia of Pick Six Previews,
yeah,
which is an awesome publication. Check it out. He actually has Florida State tied for third in the ACC this year. So he's much higher
I mean, they were still they still were on Bud's blue chip ratio. Now, I do believe they were also there last year. My thing is, are we really just like the answer to their offensive problems is Thomas Castellanos and Gus? Because my thing is, I never believed in DJ, but to act like DJ was the only problem they had was also insane.
I mean, they went 2-10.
Right.
They had lots of problems. And I still think they are, they have issues. You know, looking at their schedule, so they play Alabama week one. Remember, they're not scared of Alabama because there's no Nick Saban. They play an FCS team week two, play Kent State, who essentially is an FCS team. Then they go to Virginia, home to Miami.
Oh, that might be insulting to FCS teams.
That's true. I would take a lot of FCS teams over Kent State.
Yep.
They get one of the two California teams. They do get Wake Forest. So the schedule's not brutal for Florida State. For UNC, the schedule's actually relatively manageable. I think TCU's pretty good. So I think they will have a challenge there. They're an underdog at home. At Charlotte, Richmond, at UCF, they play Clemson. They get both the California teams, which is good. They get Virginia. They get Wake. I mean, the UNC schedule is pretty doable.
I think the problem, though, is if we do that, most of the ACC, it's like, I know. Do you avoid playing Miami and Clemson? The answer is yes. Your schedule is pretty manageable.
Right.
Because you'll probably only have to play.
Unless you're Syracuse, who has correct to play every hard team in the conference.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's becoming a yearly tradition. Doug Ellen, the executive producer, creator, showrunner for Entourage, joins us next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
29 FM, ESPN. Currently having a little bit of phone trouble, working on getting Doug Ellen on the program. Before we do that, Tim, we've had a, or while we continue to try to do that, Sam Shoemaker does a great job covering the Tigers here for the On3 team site. Sources: elements of Memphis's defensive playbook was leaked to UTSA prior to their 2024 matchup by a former Tiger defensive back. A member of the Memphis 2024 squad tells TSR, quote, "It felt like their offense was one of the best in the nation until I found out why." According to Sam, the DB now at Purdue declined to comment on the playbook situation, but told TSR, quote, "My time at Memphis was good on the field, and every time I played, I gave it my all." The loss marked Memphis' second and final loss of the season, knocking the Tigers out of the AAC title contention, despite finishing 24th in the AP poll. So I also went and looked, because I'm always a little iffy on, okay, if you leak the defensive playbook, like, what does that mean?
Right.
There are a couple of things, because, I mean, most of the time, like, you know the coverages, you know what they're going to do. UTSA had four games last year against FBS opponents in which they cracked 40 points. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One of which was Memphis. They scored 44. 48 against North Texas. 45 against Tulsa. And, wait, there was one more. That was the third game. Temple. So three of which were truly one of the worst teams that we saw in all of college sports. There could be a little something to the Memphis one, because also it was, George and I were talking about this off the air, one part where it could really help you is if you know the game plan, you can have the, you can execute the offensive line calls. If you know where the pressure's coming from, you can block it up, and you know that that makes it a lot easier if you know where the pressure's coming from. Their best pass blocking grade of the year on PFF was the Memphis game.
Hmm. Well, that's a little telling.
I've always wondered, is there money exchanged? Like, I've had coaches I didn't like. I've never once thought about, like, and again, I'm not playing at the highest level, but I've never, like, went and thought about going to the enemy and being like, hey, you want to know what we're doing? And, like, what is UTSA, like, I can't imagine anyone's, like, flummoxed in cash.
Yeah, I can't imagine that either, right?
George, they didn't have a transfer from UTSA, did they? That story, that one completely baffled me. Still working on getting Doug Ellen to call in. I was thinking about this. Of the Entourage movies within the movies, what was the one that you wanted to see the most?
I feel like I was going to say Aquaman.
I do think James Cameron's Aquaman would have been better than the Aquaman we got.
Yeah. Yeah, James Cameron directing it. I thought that would have been pretty cool. Trying to think. I bet you Queens Boulevard probably would have been like a cool, like, indie flick that we never really got to see, the black and white. That was, you know, directed by Billy Walsh before he went crazy.
I bet also that Great Gatsby would have been a lot better than the Great Gatsby that we got.
Yeah, because we had Marty directing it too. So, like, yeah, I thought about Great Gatsby. And then I'm trying to think of the movies he did later. Because did he do Ferrari late? Did it ever come out? I know he had talked about it in, like, maybe the last season.
So, the sixth season, I couldn't remember, though, that he was in talks, but was that the season that he went off the deep end?
I thought that was post-deep end. How about this? The cameos, I was looking through it. I mean, I think
he did. The seventh season ends with him going to Rome to shoot the Ferrari movie.
Okay. I looked up a website that ranked all the cameos.
Yeah.
I think pretty clearly it's Bob Saget's number one.
Yeah.
Because he's just so filthy dirty.
Well, we can ask Doug because now he's with us.
All right.
Doug Ellen, of course, the showrunner and creator of Entourage, joins us. Doug, we were pondering, of all the movies that you made up, what was the one you wanted to see the most?
Good question. It's funny because I loved Mark Mylod, who's now probably the biggest television director in the world, who we kind of found on Entourage and has made some great films as well. He did the trailer for Medellin, which I'm a control freak, but on that, I'm like, Mark, I'm going to let you do whatever you want. Go make us a trailer for this movie. And he made this trailer that I honestly thought was so freaking good that I was going to have Vince get an Oscar for this movie, Medellin. But when the episode came out, people thought it was like a joke. They didn't like the makeup on Vince. They said this, they said that. So I decided to make the movie a bomb. But I still believe Mark Mylod making a Pablo Escobar movie would be amazing. So that's what I would like to see.
Yeah, that would be, that would have been awesome to see. I want to go back to the cameos because obviously, you know, we talked about them a lot last year, Doug, when you jumped on the show, and they're so, so much ingrained in the show. Who was, when you think back to it, who were some of your favorite cameos that you were able to pull off?
You know what? It's like anytime I get that question, I'll probably have a different answer depending on what comes into my mind. But, you know, having, you know, my idol like Larry David on the show, or having, you know, Mark Teixeira get me Yankee Stadium, like to, you know, have a full run of the place was amazing. But then, you know, having some of my idols in the film business, James Cameron, Martin Scorsese, having Matt Damon. There's so many, and we were very lucky to be able to get those people, and so it was a lot of fun. But I always will have a different answer. Tom Brady, you know,
Doug, who was the most into it? I mean, I've asked you multiple times about the Damon one. Anytime if you could just go on YouTube and watch the Damon freak out, it's one of my favorite things. Just if you need a laugh, who, if you can remember, who were some guys that were just totally into it, like whatever you want, I'll do it. I'll do the craziest stuff that you ask. Who were some of those guys that kind of jump out?
Well, you know, Damon was like, you know, I put something on after the credits that some people never saw that's online. And
it's so good.
I literally just made it up and said to Matt, cry now, say this now. And to have an Oscar, I don't know if he won an Oscar, but Oscar nominator, maybe a winner who clearly is good enough to be one. Just have no script and let you say, Matt, try this, try that. It was a very cool experience, but we had a lot of people, and you guys were talking about Saget earlier. I mean, Saget said, anything you want me to do, I'm in, except for, because I changed the script after I read the first version I wrote before he got involved. He said, I don't want to be broke. You know, I have two at the time. At the time, Saget had two shows in the top 10, which I don't know if that's ever been done. He had Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. I'm not sure if there's another actor who ever had two shows at the same time in the top 10 Nielsen ratings, which nobody cares about anymore, but they did a lot back then. And I read a whole script with Bob was broke and he wanted to borrow money. He said, I'll do anything. I'll do blow. I'll have hookers. I'll do anything you say, but just don't make me broke. And I was like, okay, Bob, you're rich. You're rich as can be. And, he was one of the easiest people in the world to work with and be around, just a good person. So that was pretty good time.
You bring up something interesting because, like, you know, we still get ratings here, but you're 100% right. Like, for me, ratings are, honestly, it's like an ego thing for people in the industry, but nobody in the business actually, like, none of the business people care about it. What do people care about now for getting projects made? Because, of course, the big story now is the Late Show is being canceled entirely. Not just Colbert, it's being canceled, but it's number one in the ratings, but I'm assuming it's an expensive show. Like, what do the companies actually want now?
Well, Colbert, I mean, there are, you know, without getting political, there may be some other stuff going on
there.
I mean, maybe or not. But, you know, HBO really started. And again, I can't tell you specifically what Netflix and them. What I can tell you is when Entourage, which was really the time when ratings started to not matter anymore, and not necessarily for late night, which late night TV was still a big kind of advertising thing. Where else are they going to make their money from? But HBO at that time, when TiVo came out and you know, recording things, and people weren't watching stuff live, like the only thing they cared about were critics and nominations. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if that even matters as much anymore. You know, obviously Netflix and Amazon and Apple, they can see different things instantaneously and know exactly what their audiences are. And I think you can have a much smaller audience now while making, you know, if not more money, similar amounts of money. But I don't, what HBO cared about, and we were fortunate enough that we got that, was critics and Emmy nominations. And ratings didn't matter at all when we came onto them. So
Doug Ellen, who created Entourage, joining us here on the show. Entourage turns 21. Jeffrey and I very much are
the
sweet spot for Entourage. Late
30s. Nothing was cooler.
Late 30s, watching Entourage in our dorm rooms and in our college houses.
We had DVDs. Doug, we were actually the guys that bought your DVDs.
I bought them all. I had all 8 seasons. I had them all.
By a couple of years, I think we would have, you know, Sopranos made hundreds of millions of dollars just the DVD really just came out when Sopranos was released. I wish we would have had it like 5 years earlier.
You know, Doug, I was watching Old School the other day, and I, you know, watching Piven's character as the dean is hilarious. Did you know that you wanted Piven prior to his performance in Old School? What jumped out to you about Piven in the role of Ari during this process? Oh, did we lose him?
He's still on the line. I think
Jacobs.
Okay, there we are. Sorry. Could you say that again, Doug?
Did I lose you?
Yes,
yeah, we lost you for a sec.
2 years before we ever got on a set, when I just had papers and went into HBO to tell them what the show was about, I had written Jeremy Piven playing Jeff Jacobs, who was my agent at the time, an agent at CAA. And Jeremy, I knew from Larry Sanders, and what I wanted from him and that I knew he could bring was that energy that is just kind of an intangible. And, you know, we then spent a year and a half, if not more, getting the script ready. And then I had to go get him. I had to go ask him to do it. Had to beg him at one point because he wasn't sure. And he wanted to see who all the other people were. And I had never made a TV show. But yes, one thing I told Jeremy is I may know nothing else, but this character is going to work 100%. So
how much of Ari, like, because obviously, to your point, like, you're making an entertainment show. It's got to be entertaining. But how close to a agent's behavior does Ari have?
Well, I mean, the world has obviously changed, and it's
I'm saying, like, the aggressiveness of how he fought for his clients, I guess is how you'd say it.
I mean, there's a real Ari who was my agent. And very different than Jeff Jacobs, who I started with. So once I met the real Ari and put those two together, I mean, I think everyone will tell you that, you know, whatever it's worth now, Entourage was as realistic a look at the business as there was. And I think there was an agent like Ari at every agency, if not 10 of them, you know?
Yeah.
And the ones who weren't like Ari were trying to be like Ari. So it was very realistic to how they were. And they may still be, you know? I don't know.
Who is the most, which person is the most different from his actual character that he played, or hers?
Probably Jerry Turtle.
Yeah.
You know, he was not a partier, pot smoker, hanger on. He's a pretty
remarkable leech
guy. Mm-hmm, exactly. No, he's a pretty serious guy. And, you know, obviously got himself in great shape as the show went along, but he's probably the most different. The rest of them are pretty, there's a lot of elements of all of them inside of those characters. And there's a lot of elements that I took from them as I got to know them that weren't necessarily there when we started, you know?
You know, I think to all the character development and how they ebbed and flowed throughout the show. And then if you incorporate the movie as well, wrapping it up with drama winning a Golden Globe and Mark Wahlberg giving it to him is kind of a hilarious wrap to the whole season of it all. But I guess the storyline of E, Kevin Conley's character, where he's, you know, a childhood best friend with no experience and ultimately, you know, becomes a pretty well-regarded, you know, manager. Is that, did that come from anything in your, that you dealt with in Hollywood?
I mean, there's so many of those stories. And, you know, one of my favorites is, you know, LeBron called us to be on the show. And Kevin Conley and I actually went to dinner with, you know, at the time, you know, Maverick and Rich, they're just hanger-ons. They're getting abused in the press or who are these guys? Why are they around? And, you know, I remember we went to dinner. I think we went to Koi, which was like in the show a lot, but we actually went to the real restaurant Koi. And LeBron and Maverick was there. Rich was there. And he was like, this is my E. This is my turtle. This is my drama. And that was always it was always a special moment for me. And a lot of people used to tell me that about different groups. Like, they have that guy and they have that guy. So I think there's a million stories of those guys. And often, as in the show, they turn out to be very, very valuable. And people that may not have gotten a shot if they didn't know that guy, but they have tremendous value. And I think it speaks a lot to, you know, the whole world. There's some people just need an opportunity, you know?
Doug, we really appreciate it. Congratulations. And I feel like now people are rediscovering that it was a great show. And thank you and congratulations on your success.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Be well.
That is Doug Ellen, again, show creator, executive producer, showrunner.
Might have to start rewatching it, man. It's such an easy watch.
HBO like, Max, baby.
I just find myself, I'm like, you know, if I'm bored one night on the couch, if I'm not watching, you know, The Town again,
yep.
I might just, you throw on one episode and they just are so easy to consume. You find yourself laughing your butt off and you're like,
man. Instead of watching The Social Network for the 58th time, which I will probably do again later this weekend. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, Tim, for today's Don't Tell The Story, tell your story. We got to go to Cam Thomas, who fired up the old Twitter machine or the X app in response to a NBA retweet in which Zach Lowe had the following to say about Cam Thomas. Quote, the consensus on Cam Thomas, if there is one, and he's got some fans, and he's got some mega detractors. But the consensus is kind of like empty calories ball hog. Cam, quote, tweeted the NBA retweet account, the consensus, F you. And the consensus at Zach Lowe underscore NBA. This is most likely the same consensus teams who can't guard me and send double teams from jump ball. Why are we doubling a team? Or why are we doubling double teaming a guy who's, quote, not that good? Make it make sense, please. Why are the guys? I think they all got it. Like, why are they firing up the old Twitter machine?
They never learn.
By the way, I think I agree with Zach Lowe.
More often than not, I tend to agree with Zach Lowe.
All right, my man. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right. See you, dude.
That is, of course, Tim Murray. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program is. My thanks to Doug Ellen as well as to Blake Topmeyer for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.